thanks for downloading news and commentary from KERA 90.1 Dallas-Fort Worth. You can get more information and support this service at kera.org.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Vanguard, offering investments designed to help individuals and institutions reach their long-term financial goals. 1-888-VANGUARD.
Accusations of bigotry and racial profiling are fueling fears among Irving's immigrant population. Hispanic activist Carlos Quintanilla initially liked the city's criminal alien program, figuring it would deport dangerous, hardened criminals. With numbers showing most of those jailed were arrested for misdemeanors before they were deported as illegal immigrants, Quintanilla has changed his mind and plans a protest in Irving this weekend.
What was intended to be a good program has failed miserably because there's no distinction of what is a criminal alien and whether traffic citations or misdemeanors constitute devious criminal behavior.
The city's mayor, Herbert Gears, says his town's policies are not racist and they don't target immigrants. In fact, he praises Irving's diversity with more foreign residents per capita than any big city between the U.S. coasts. He also insists people not mix Irving up with Farmers Branch, where a federal judge has declared an ordinance targeting illegal immigrants unconstitutional.
You know, we are in no way like Farmers Branch. We have more Asians in Irving than Farmers Branch has people. And what's different about what we're doing is we're not politically grandstanding on the issue. I'm not making derogatory remarks about people. I don't refer to people as illegals. Might as well call them wetbacks. Why don't we do that? Because those words are no longer acceptable. And one day in the future, we'll look back on this time and see this word as illegals in the same way.
What Irving does under its criminal alien program is screen every jailed inmate, then sends information about possibly illegal immigrants to federal officials with Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE. If federal authorities find inmates are illegal, ICE deports them, not Irving Police, says Police Chief Larry Boyd.
The Irving Police Department and my detention officers don't make any decision related to deportation because they can't deport anyone.
Federal officials have deported more than 1,600 of Irving's inmates in the year since the program was implemented. That's more than from any other city in the country. It prompted Dallas's Mexican Consul General to warn his native countrymen to stay out of Irving. Mayor Gears says the Consul General passed along the wrong message.
I would have suggested a better warning that might have been, if you're going to commit a crime, you're going to find yourself in the Irving jail. And if you're not in the country legally, then you're going to encounter an ICE officer in our jail.
Gears likes the program he heard was used in Arizona. He added the program helps immigration officials, and he expects those officials in turn would help Irving. But concerns have spread to Irving's Mexican-American parents and their children in public schools. The other day, Mayor Gears told members of the Nimitz High School Latin Club about the policy, where he said no students would ever be deported despite parents' fears. High school senior Francisco Arce didn't like the policy. Crimes like minor traffic violations, which could warrant a warning or citation for a U.S. citizen, would prompt deportation for illegal immigrants. Arce said that's not fair.
They should be treated as others, equal. With Americans, with Mexicans, equally.
SMU law professor George Martinez said it's time federal authorities do something to quell fears that have now filtered down to municipal governments.
We need to have some uniform federal position on what these local entities can do. We need a clear answer from the Supreme Court. These cases are percolating up in the lower courts, and so different communities are doing different things.
Hispanic activists marching in Irving this Saturday hope to stop the town's jail screening policy. Deportations for minor violations may be legal, they say, but are unwise and unfair. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the 286-horsepower TL Type S with Bluetooth phone connectivity. Learn more at Acura.com.